Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Amen. We have made a choice, the right choice, the best choice, and that is to rejoice in the beautiful, wonderful day that God has made. Hallelujah. He has made this day for us to relish in and to have joy in and to be loved in, hallelujah, by him and by those around us who are filled with God's love and who want to just bless others. Praise God. We are to thrive and just feel and be wonderful in this day that the Lord has made, serving him and walking in our purpose. Praise God. So we thank God for being with you from Sunshine of Faith International Ministries Incorporated. Amen. On this Blog Talk Radio broadcast on this evening. That's right. Sunshine of Faith Ministry that's on the move for God. And we honor our God on today. Hallelujah. We honor our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ because he is worthy to be prayed. Our kinsman redeemer is alive and well. Praise God. And waiting. Amen. Waiting, hallelujah, with open arms to receive you, 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 and you, praise God, and to bless you and to lead you and to guide you, amen, through his powerful spirit, amen. So we honor Holy Ghost on tonight, praise God, amen. Holy Ghost leads us into all of God's truth, amen. Hallelujah, is our comforter, praise God, amen, praise God, amen, hallelujah. So when there is a need for comfort, he is the great comforter, praise God, amen. Now, we receive power. After that, we have received the Holy Ghost, praise God. So he's our comforter. He gives us strength and power, praise God, amen. The third person of the Godhead, amen. And we just bless the Lord for our incredible God. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord for our great leadership in Sunshine of Faith. Again, the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries Incorporated, headquartered in Baltimore, Maryland, under the leadership of the Holy Ghost. Amen. On this side of heaven, we bless the Lord for the great woman of God, Dr. Mary F. Ogburn, the chief apostle and founding pastor of Sunshine of Faith Incorporated. Amen. Now, you want to remember, join them for services on Sundays at 1:30 p.m. They're located in Baltimore, Maryland, 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland. Join them in services at 1:30 p.m. Praise God. You won't regret it. Amen. Also, praise God. Amen. You can join myself. I am Pastor Terry White, the pastor of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries No. 2 Church in Lakeland, Florida, along with my lovely wife, Co-Pastor Rhonda White. Amen. Now, you can join us on Facebook. We hold our services on Facebook Sundays at 12:30 p.m. Praise God. You can join us for the Word of God and just fellowship and worship there on Facebook at 12:30 on Sundays. And on Wednesdays, amen, that is today, praise God, at 7 p.m. we'll be on Facebook, so you can join us for Wellness Wednesday, and that is our midweek Bible study at 7 p.m. We will be live on Facebook, so join us tonight. Join us, join us, join us. Wherever you are in the world, log on to Facebook. Go to Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, number 2. Amen. And we will be on live at 7 p.m. on tonight. So we bless the Lord for that great opportunity. And we thank God, amen, for being able to stand with Dr. Ogburn in this great ministry. Praise God. Lifting up the name of Jesus and being about our Father's business. Hallelujah. Amen. And all those that are standing with Dr. Ogburn in our number 1 church, we salute Assistant Pastor Mary Williams. We salute Pastor Johnson, Apostle Pender. We salute, amen, Minister Elder James and Minister Yvette Smith. Praise God. Brother Ty and Prophetess Loretta. Amen. And all the saints of God there, each and every one of you, amen. We bless the Lord for you. Amen. And all the saints of God in the number two church with us here in Florida, we salute all of you, all the families, all the children. Amen. God is so good. Amen. So we bless the Lord. And for all of you that are listening, wherever you are on this planet, praise God, we thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio with Sunshine of Faith. Amen. So we just bless the Lord. One of the things that I was reading and looking at some information, and it was such a blessing to me. Amen. And I just want to talk a little bit tonight. Amen. But this was a blessing to me, and I saw this, and it made me really think. Now, many of you understand that we have different situations and circumstances that we must face in life. And sometimes knowing a bit about, especially if there's a particular adversary, or we know we have a great adversary, which is Satan, the devil, who is against us, and knowing somewhat of their of his tactics and how he operates, and you know, and what his weapons of warfare are, enables us to wage war in a better way, even with natural enemies. We see that great strategists in the military, generals, they have looked at their enemies' strengths and weaknesses, and they've formulated strategies to defeat their enemy in battle. Many times in sports, you'll see teams doing what they call scouting reports, because they want to make sure they know their the team that their opponent that they're playing, what their tendencies are, you know, what they what they like to do, how they like to do it, and how they run their plays and all of these things. And when they line up in a certain way, they have a tendency to do such and such a thing. And so they learn the enemy's strategies to the best of their ability, so they feel like they can combat them and win in the contest, or if it's adversarial, they have a better chance of winning because they know something about their adversary and the adversary's tactics. We're going to go before the Lord in prayer, and then we're going to delve into this more, amen, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your goodness, your grace, your mercy toward us. Hallelujah. We thank you because you are God, and besides you, there is no other. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank you for being sovereign and holy. We thank you, Father, for giving us your Son, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. God that came in the flesh to save us, to give us, amen, an opportunity to truly live, and that's being in your presence, being with you. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. You are our kinsman redeemer. You didn't forget us. You came back, and you paid the price for us. Hallelujah. The sin debt that we owed but couldn't pay, and you didn't know, but you paid it anyway. We thank you. Hallelujah. And we pray, hallelujah, that you continue to be glorified in our lives and in everyone. We will lift your name up in every place we go. Amen. And wherever our voices can be heard, we want to lift up the name of Jesus. We thank you, Holy Ghost, have your way on this program today. Amen. And in our lives, in a special way, we pray. Hallelujah. We thank you for leading us and guiding us into all God's truth. We thank you for being our comforter, the paraclete that comes alongside to help us. My God, God coming to help us. Oh, my, what a wonderful thing. God, hallelujah. And you are the expert. Hallelujah. You come alongside to help us. Amen. And we need every bit of your help. Hallelujah. Because we can't make it without you. We thank you, God. We thank you for touching lives. The people who are listening to this program, you know every situation and circumstance that they face. We thank you for moving right now in the name of Jesus. You know what I'm facing in my family, God. We thank you for all that you have done, because it was just a marvelous miraculous miracle that you performed, and we're still, amen, and we still have things that we are presenting before you, Father. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, before you, that you, for you to perform, just things that without you just won't get done. God, you know what they are, and we thank you. You know what each and every one of ours are, those situations that we can't do unless you step in and do it for us. We thank you. We thank you for blessing our chief apostle, God, touch her in every way, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for touching her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, God. You know the position that she, the petition that she's put before you, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for the good report. We thank you, hallelujah, for the blessings that are running her down and overtaking her. We thank you for all the open doors, God, that you're opening that no man can shut before her. And we thank you for all the doors that you're closing that no one can open again. Hallelujah, to come in behind her. Hallelujah, to trying to steal anything that you have given her, God. And all the saints of God, God, we thank you for all the listeners to this program on tonight. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed this prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. What a wonderful opportunity to pray. Never, never, ever neglect to pray. Never, ever, amen, be made to feel like prayer is not essential. It is essential to the believer in Christ Jesus to pray, to be in God's presence, to connect with our God in such a way, hallelujah, that we can glorify him, we can honor him, and we can spend time in his presence. And hallelujah, we do that in prayer. We, amen, hallelujah, we can bring our petitions before him, and amen, he will hear us. Hallelujah, we thank God for that. Amen. And as I was saying before, amen, I was reading and I was reading and it just was a little small snippet, but it was big in my heart, and it made me think, as we were talking about how we strategize against the enemy, how even in the natural sports teams strategize against their opponents, the teams that they're playing, so they have a better opportunity of winning the games that they're playing, because they know the tendencies and they know how the other team operates the best that they can. They study film and they watch different things. They even key in on even particular movements that a particular player might make when they get in a certain position and they move certain way, and they kind of key in on those things. And when they see that happening, there's usually a pattern, and there's usually a particular thing that they can connect, a particular play that they can connect to the way that that individual player or the players, or even more of the players on a particular team, are setting up or they're moving. They have certain things that they do when they do certain things. Amen. Amen. So we bless the Lord. And now this is what I want to say. Now, what I saw, and I'm going to try to remember it as best I can. Man, I should have written it down. But this is what it, this is basically what it said, that David didn't need to know all about Goliath's strength, because he already knew his God's strength. Hallelujah. Woo, good God Almighty. David, King David. Well, he wasn't king then. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. But he was a young man that stood up for his God. Hallelujah. Amen. He wasn't just standing for the armies of the Israelites. Amen. He was standing primarily for his God. He's, what uncircumcised Philistine hallelujah, has the audacity to come against, amen, my God, hallelujah, amen. And he was a young boy. King Saul tried to give him his armor. He said, I don't know what to do with that. That's too big. That's too cumbersome. I know what God has done with me before. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. God slayed the lion by my hand. God, and all these different obstacles I've overcome as a young lad. Praise God. I want you to understand this tonight. Praise God. Even though we strategize and we find out our enemy's tendencies, so we know how to battle against them, we find out even in different arenas what the opposition is doing, so we have a better strategy to move against them. But sometimes, amen, when it comes to how we're operating in God, hallelujah, because sometimes the enemy wants us to try to strategize against this adversarial situation that's happening, and so that we're kind of focused on that more than we're focused on our God. Hallelujah. We're focusing on the circumstance and the situation, whoever the adversary is presenting. Sometimes the adversary will use people against us and to try to stop us and what we're trying to do for the kingdom of God. Amen. And we'll get to focusing on them and trying to strategize. But we're the more we focus on them, sometimes we're not focusing on what really matters. Amen. And David had it down as a young man. Praise God. Hallelujah. He didn't need to know. He knew that Goliath was big, over 9 foot. He knew that Goliath was the champion of the Philistines. Amen. But hallelujah, he didn't focus on that, and he didn't ask a whole bunch of questions of King Saul. The Bible doesn't record that. Amen. But what the Bible does let us know is that he stood up for his God. And what we realize from that is that he didn't have to know all Goliath's strengths and how many people he had slain. It might have been stories about it. Amen. But what we can ascertain from the word of God is that David knew how strong his God was, and he knew because of that, and if he stood for his God, amen, his God was going to deliver, amen, that uncircumcised Philistine and that enemy into his hand. My God, today. And if we can just grasp that concept, amen, and have enough faith to believe and know, amen, and that comes with spending time with God. I say it time and time again. God brings it back into my spirit. So he's reminding me, amen. So I'm just, amen, reminding you all, praise God, hallelujah, because he reminds me first. Terry, you got to remember, amen, who I am and who I am to you, praise God, so that you can be confident, amen, in the battle, praise God, because it's not yours, it's mine, amen, hallelujah. All I want you to do is show up and have faith in me, praise God, hallelujah, amen. And I'm not telling us that we shouldn't prepare, amen. There is many times where we go into spiritual warfare, amen, and God will give us information supernaturally, amen, through his word and through the word of the saints of God, amen, hallelujah, with a word of knowledge and, amen, a word of wisdom, amen, a prophetic word, amen, that foretells, amen, future things that are going to happen, so we're prepared. Amen. I'm not talking about not preparing, but I'm talking about not feeling as though, amen, we got to spend a whole lot of time, because sometimes the battle is hot and it's fierce and it's right at hand, and we don't have time, amen, to do all of that calculating in that moment. All we have to do is make sure that we know who our God is and how strong he is, how big he is, how sovereign he is, my God, and move out in the charge that he's given us. Hallelujah. And he will slay Amen. That giant that's in our way every time. Hallelujah. He will deliver that giant into our hands. That giant, amen, that's trying to block you from your purpose in God. That giant that comes to try to stop you, amen, in your tracks in fear and frustrate you from the mission that you've been set on by King Jesus. My God. Hallelujah. We've got to understand, amen. Hallelujah. We must know how strong our God is. No matter how strong in the natural that enemy is, a situation, a circumstance, how big it seems, amen, is not insurmountable for our God. And if he's using us, amen, as an instrument, amen, hallelujah, of his power, amen. If he's using us as an instrument for his work's sake, amen. Don't you know that he's big enough, strong enough, amen, hallelujah, amen, to prevail, to cause us to prevail in every situation, hallelujah, that he sends us into, amen. And we just bless the Lord for that, hallelujah. We thank our God for always delivering us, praise God, amen. So we just want to share that with you to encourage you on today, amen, that our God is awesome, he is wonderful, he is alive, he is well, amen, he is sovereign, he is holy, he has all power, and he hasn't relinquished it, he will not do it, amen. Hallelujah. You can contact Sunshine of Faith International Ministry. Ooh, good God Almighty, I'm excited about Jesus and all that he's done for me. My God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. And he's yet doing. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We can contact Sunshine of Faith International Ministries Incorporated, number 2 church. You can reach us at P.O. Box 8032, Lakeland, Florida, 33801. 33802, you won't regret it. That's Sunshine of Faith, P.O. Box 8032, Lakeland, Florida, 33802, you won't regret it. Also, you can call me, Pastor Terry White, at 863-279-2332. That's 863-279-2332. That's Pastor Terry White. Give me a call. I love to talk with you. I love to pray with you. And when you write to us, send us your prayer requests, we'll pray with you. We'll agree in prayer for you. Amen. We'll battle with you. Praise God. Amen. Also, if you are in the Baltimore, Washington, D.C., you know, Maryland, D.C., Virginia area, the DMV, please, please, please contact Sunshine of Faith. You can the whole service is on Sundays at 1:30 p.m., 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue in Baltimore, Maryland. Amen. Join them in service. Praise God. You can contact Dr. Mary F. Ogburn, amen, for counseling or prayer or, you know, information concerning the services at 301-732-0461. Contact Dr. Ogburn. Amen. Just a great woman of God, love God's people, amen. We'll pray with you and see you through it, amen. We'll counsel with you, amen. Licensed counselor, praise God, amen. So we just thank God for you being with us on this Blog Talk Radio broadcast on tonight. My wife and I, co-pastor Rhonda White, we just bless the Lord for all of you. We're praying for you. Amen. Sunshine is praying for you. We love you all. Remember this, Jesus loves you, and so do we. And as our apostle says, we'll see you when we see you. Bye-bye.